Welcome to this day. This day I honor the best in you and the best in me, and I wish you peace. Together with Ian Haycroft, kinesiologist, mentor, and counselor, and myself, Stephen Altair, author, mystic, and meditation teacher, we're here to discuss the power of conscious communities and our noble purpose. So we're bringing to you today the wisdom path and the wisdom path process, which is to pause, be aware, connect, and serve each other. The This Day interviews feature leaders of noble communities making our world a better place. And today I'm absolutely delighted and honored to bring Meg Delos, an extraordinary vocalist and musician based in Melbourne, Australia, who has privileged us with the opportunity to give a pre-release of her new single, Everything Is Fine, and also speak to us about the music community itself and what it's up to and what it's been up to in these last couple of years in Melbourne. So I know Meg is a very accomplished artist, and we're extremely privileged and proud to have you on the show today, Meg. So I'm going to pass over to you and just tell us a little bit about what's happening in the music scene, especially, and how you've dealt with all the, you know, trials and tribulations of the whole COVID scene over the past couple of years.
Hello. I can't really speak to the whole music scene, but I can speak to my experience, obviously. So I go to uni at JMC. I'm in my second year. We did like half of the year online during lockdown and stuff, which is not ideal, but you know, we made it work. We did our best. I'm not the biggest fan of like performing live at the moment. It's just like not in my journey right now. It will be eventually, but I didn't really miss not performing live that much. Seedy, sticky bar is not my fave place to be, you know, right now. So that was like, that's pretty chill. I don't know what else. What else should I talk about?
Well, one thing I'm interested in, I mean, it's something that not everybody has played in a band, but I played in a band professionally for a number of years, and I just absolutely loved it. So just tell us a little bit about your band members and the ins and outs of playing in a band and how you deal with all that sort of stuff, practicing, recording, live things, how you came about to put out this single, Everything Is Fine. So any of that.
Okay. So yeah, I'm in a band with my friends, basically. So Claudia, she's an excellent vocalist and keyboard player. She's the coolest. And Deb, she is playing the drums, but she plays everything. This girl plays everything. And my friend Emma is on the bass. She also plays the drums and she sings and plays guitar. Everybody's like a multi-instrumentalist. And I really wanted to have like an all-girl band. I'm still looking for a guitarist because I play guitar as well, but when I'm performing, I prefer to just sing. It's just like singing is my first love. So I find I get distracted when I'm, trying to sing and play at the same time. And so I was like, I just want to sing. So I'm looking for a guitarist, but, they get taken up by other bands all the time. There's only so many hours in a day. So the song, Everything Is Fine, it actually came about from, it was a school assignment. We had to write an AABA form, and I love jazz and jazz standards, and jazz standards are often in this form. So I put together a little 2-5-1, and I just made up a story. Honestly, it doesn't really have a much deeper meaning. I mean, a lot of my songs are like, autobiographical, or I kind of speak directly about something that happened. But this one was kind of more of like a poetic and poetic exercise, I guess. But I still really like it. And so the song is, I wrote it and produced the vocals, and this version that you're hearing is my mix of it. I have a friend who's helping me mix a different version, so I haven't decided which one I prefer yet. His version is quite different, so I might ask for some tweaks and stuff, but I don't know, we'll see. Eventually I do want to produce and mix my own things, so yeah, I might take the bullet and release my own one, or release the one that my friend did, but I'm not sure yet. We'll see. So I haven't been rehearsing with my band for a little while because we're on uni break, and I've been I actually just finished my last assignment yesterday. We took a little break because it was getting really hard to schedule, and we were all a bit burnt out. So yeah, it's very vulnerable playing your own songs with your friends. It's good vulnerable. I really enjoy it, but the like momentum to keep bringing new songs and playing them and finding arrangements, that is hard. Because I'm like, could be, I could just not do this and it would be fine. But to actually like commit to bringing a new song every week or working on a song every week, is that takes emotional stamina, I'd say.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Can you tell Ian and I, because I'm just curious, if somebody, for example, who's listening has never composed before, never made up a song, and they're wanting to get a bit of guidance about how you get the inspiration to do it, and also, how do you layer it? Do you play on guitar first? Do you sing the vocals? Do you come up with lyrics? I know everybody's way is different, but I'm just curious how you come up with your compositions. Could you guide us through a bit of a, how to do it, song composition for, for the easy person out there who'd like to have a go at it?
Totally. I mean, it's different for every song, but for this song, it's I knew I wanted to do a jazz song, and I know a lot of jazz songs are built off of 2-5-1. So like the two chord, the dominant five chord, and the major one chord. So I kind of already knew the chord progression, and so I had the chord progression kind of laid out, and I was going to add little frills and passing chords and stuff. I kind of knew that was going to happen. I wanted the first lyric that came to me was actually, yeah, river high, mountain deep, because I wanted it to be like opposites attract kind of thing. Because usually, it's that's what's that song?
Yeah, river,
What's the one?
river
River high,
deep.
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, river deep, mountain high.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna flip this. So, what did I? River deep, mountain high. So that was the first lyric that came to me, and I was like, oh, okay. So then I'll just list. I kind of just listed things that were opposites. Like, how does it go? River high, mountain deep. I'll turn on the light to attempt to sleep. Like, I'll turn on the light to try to go to sleep. I just kept coming up with little opposites. And other than that, there's no real formula. I just kind of just it comes as it comes, which I know is not the most interesting answer because it changes every time. There is no formula, to be honest. But I knew I wanted to produce it beyond just guitar and vocals. So I'm still a beginner producer. So my kind of easiest tool for me is my voice as an instrument. So I just went ham. I love doing really layered vocals, like thick harmonies. So I just added, like, there's like 160 tracks of vocals on there, because I just went in because I could. And so that was my version of producing, because that's the kind of skill set that I have at the moment that I know kind of works. Yeah, that's what I got.
So, Meg, what is it that moves you to want to write your own stuff? I mean, lots of people play music, sing music, but what is it? What do you think is it that it is in you, or maybe in anybody that, well, let's start with you, given you're the one who's here. What is it that, why write? Why write and play your own music?
The first thing that came to mind was just because I can. So, because I can and because I enjoy it and I think I can do it kind of well. Honestly, I would be very happy just singing other people's songs. Like there's plenty of artists who don't write their own songs and who are, instrumentalists. I love singing and I could definitely just be a vocalist. Not just, but I could be a vocalist if I wanted to be. But because I can write and I enjoy it, I'm like, might as well, And I feel like it'd be a bit of a waste to not do it.
And what about production? Because I know from other discussions we've had that you really want to head in the direction of producing music as well.
Yeah.
Why? Why? What do you want to produce music? What's the drive there?
Because I want to because I know that I can make a song, but the finishing of the idea of being able to finish it and have it be done and put it out is what I struggle with, which I think is not, I don't think I'm alone in that one. But I'm very interested by sounds. Like I want to know how people make certain sounds. And I mean, it's partly just practical, but it's kind of a bonus that I enjoy the idea of it or the process of it, I guess. Even though it's quite difficult, but I think I'm getting there, step by step. But it's like it's part practical of I want to be able to write a song, produce it, and then put it out without having to rely too much on others. Even though I love working with people, but it's just like sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes it's hard even just like emotionally to or like control-wise to let to give up control to somebody else and have maybe have your vision not come out in the way that you'd hoped. And again, it's kind of like because I can, so I will kind of vibe.
And I think
Yeah.
also you mentioned at one point that there's plenty of people in the community of musicians that you know in Melbourne and beyond who need help with production, right? But it's a way
Yeah.
to, you want to say more about that?
Oh yeah. It's also it could be a more concrete way for me to also make money as a musician. So yeah, there's that kind of practicality again. But because I love the idea and like we've talked about this, Stephen, of at one point at some point I imagine myself stepping away from the artist persona and stepping into more of like a producer role where I help other people make their music, especially yeah, queer people and women and non-binary people I want to lift up and take up some space in a very, male-dominated field. And so that kind of ticks off the kind of wanting to serve, be of service feeling and yeah, it also just feels like one of the more concrete avenues of making some coin. Yeah.
And
Beautiful. How was it starting out in Melbourne when you first went to Melbourne? How was getting into the music scene?
Well, you know this one, Dad. That's my dad. So when I first moved to Melbourne, I gave myself a goal of wanting to perform live as much as possible. So I went to as many kind of open mics as I could find and wherever they would kind of let me perform at a bar. Just kind of me and my guitar. That only really lasted about 6 months because then I got really depressed. Because it's not, I've realized it's not for me that I think some people can take the performing to nobody kind of thing. I mean, it's not that like nobody was listening. Like I got some lovely compliments. People think I have a nice voice. It's great. But it taught me that that's not the way I prefer to connect with people musically. It was just lonely. It was lonely sitting up there for, I don't know, 45 minutes to a couple hours by yourself. Not particularly, you know, making any deep connections by any means. Yeah, so then I've learned that that's not the way that I'm gonna do it again. So I think at the moment I'm very interested in making music and releasing it and just seeing how that goes, because performing live is a whole nother beast. And I've also decided that I don't want to perform solo anymore. I want to be with people. I want to be with my band. That's where the good stuff is. Even if nobody's listening, it's cool because we're playing together, sort of thing, you know? That's what I've decided is best for my psyche and emotional health. Yeah.
Magic. Magic. Well, we are very lucky to have you here today. And I'm, as I said, we're really deeply honored to have your pre-release single, Everything Is Fine, here to play. And just a minute. So is there anything else you'd like to say about that before we play it? Just any, by way of introduction, where it's going to be released, anything you'd like to say about it that would just help people really tap in and connect and connect more deeply with an artist as well. That's wonderful.
It's going to be released on Spotify. Couldn't tell you when. I wish I could give you a date, but I don't know. So I'll let you know. I need to, you know, do some promoting and stuff like that. Anyway, this version has some mixing issues with it, but this is life. This is vulnerability. This is love. There's some pops in there that I need to figure out. But you know, as an amateur mixer/producer, I think it's a pretty good job. This may not be the final version. This is, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know when it's going to be released, but at some point.
Lovely. You know, I always love that about musicians, because they always say, oh, there's a mixing issue with this, or there's that issue with that. You know, and of course, the average person doesn't know what you're talking about, because their ears are turned in a different way. I still remember that you reminded me just then of this day when I was doing music performance for this group, and they took me down to this, you know, this the audience, the part auditorium, you know, where I was going to perform. And they said, I said, oh, where's the piano? They said, here. Luckily, I had an electronic piano, but I actually wanted to use a live one. And the person took me up to the piano. And so I sat down and played. And of course, it was majorly out of tune. And so I said, oh, I can't play on this. And he said, why not? And I said, it's out of tune. He said, oh, no, it's not. It's the most beautiful piano I've ever heard. Now, because for my ear, I mean, I just couldn't play on it. It was like the middle C and the lower C, and the upper, you know, I mean, everything was way, way out. Yeah. But for him, he couldn't hear those differences. For me, it was unplayable. And for him, it was, you know, in perfect tune. So I'm aware of those, you know, subtle nuances that we have as musicians and artists towards our own work. So I'm just wondering, just you know, on a sort of a finishing note towards Everything Is Fine, what's some of the, you know, big lessons maybe that you've learned from playing music that you think people might benefit from? And what's just one or two basic things that you've learned that, you know, if you were to do it again, you'd say, wow, that would have been so good to know that, or that would have been really helpful for me if somebody had pointed that out to me.
I would have gone to therapy earlier.
I love it.
I would have gone to therapy. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I'm been on a mental health journey, let me tell you that. I honestly, my musical journey and my mental health journey are quite intertwined. to the point where I don't really know when one starts and the other ends, to be honest. So I'd say look after your mental health. I'd say go to a therapist, and if you can get diagnosed real quick and then get on with your life. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, in fact, on mental health, you just actually inspired me to say, I'll also put a link to another track that Meg's on that I did with a well-known Japanese monk called Kanho-san. They'll call it, mm-hmm. So this is the Heart Sutra. Meg has sung the beautiful vocals on it. So we're going to leave.
Not the vocals. I've sung some vocals on it.
The vocals. She did the beautiful.
They are mostly Stevens.
The beautiful vocals that you hear her singing are definitely Meg. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. It's been spread around some great people. So we'll add that to the link in the podcast. So if you have a look, if you're interested in hearing Meg doing that, that'll be there. But equally, what's most important for here is that Everything Is Fine is truly fine. It is a really beautiful track. And so we're going to leave you with that. So with that thought and with that feeling around this day, we'd like you to just pause, be aware, connect and serve each other with this incredibly beautiful song in mind, that everything is fine no matter where you are, and that this day I honor the best in you and the best in me, and I wish you peace. So leaving you now with Meg Delos and this pre-release single you are lucky enough to hear right here on this day, Everything Is Fine.
River high, mountain deep, I'll turn on the light to attempt to sleep, and I'm in impeccable shape. I haven't eaten in days, but everything is fine since you left. Grab my coat, I'm headed out for work, I've got nowhere to be, so I'll take a step outside, and that old heater's on the fridge. Everything is fine since you left. There's school kids on playsets and bees buzzing on roses. There's someone on the corner's held the bus right on time. How's it all in your world? I'm sure the sun is shining. Yes, everything is right way up, and I'm turned upside down. Since you left.